Chapter 2. In the living room, my dad guides Karen to a nearby chair. She drops down, body stiff, face frozen. Nothing at all like I've ever seen her. Because it's more than Karen's clothes that are always perfect. She is always perfect, too. The plague of perfect, Cassie actually calls her. So thin and so pretty, always with a smile and never a hair out of place. And thin. It's worth saying that twice. Because according to Cassie, someone's weight matters to Karen twice as much as anything else. And that could be true. Karen's always been nice to me, but there is something about the way she talks to Cassie. A sharp edge buried inside her smooth voice. Like she loves her daughter, but maybe doesn't like her very much. Wiley, can you get Karen a glass of water? My dad is staring at me. He's worried about this, whatever it is, upsetting me. The last thing I need is to be more upset. It's not a totally unfair point. So he's dismissing me for my own good. As if keeping me from the room could ever keep me from worrying about Cassie now. I've already heard too much. Water would be great, Karen says, but like she couldn't want anything less. She's just following my dad's lead. Thank you. Wiley? My dad presses when I stay put, staring at the carpet. I have to be careful. If I seem like I'm losing it, he'll make me go upstairs for good. He might even tell Karen to leave before I find out what's going on, and I need to know. Even after everything that's happened between Cassie and me, even though this isn't exactly my first ever Cassie-related emergency, I still care about what happens to her. I always will. But I can tell by the look on my dad's face. He wants to wrap this up ASAP and send Karen on her way. He'll do that, too, no matter how much he likes Karen and Cassie. Since the accident, he's drawn a lot of new lines in the sand. With my grandparents, teachers, doctors, neighbors, anything to protect us. More me, it's true.